This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday, the 13th of July. There are warnings of gales in Wright, Portland and Plymouth. The general synopsis at 1800. High, Fair Isle, 1,034. Slow-moving, declining, 1,032 by 1800 on Monday. Low, Fitzroy, 1,010. Expected just west of Fitzroy, 1,011 by the same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Northerly, 4 or 5. Occasionally 6 at first. Fair, good. Occasionally moderate. South Utsira, northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4, fair, good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Northeasterly, but easterly in West Cromarty, 3 or 4, occasionally 5, except in Cromarty and 4th, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight, north or northeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Thundery showers in Far East, good, occasionally poor, in Far East. Humber, Thames, northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Dover, northeast 5 to 7, fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth, northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later, decreasing 4 times later in Plymouth. Thundery showers, good. Occasionally moderate. Biscay. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Thundery showers, good. Occasionally poor. Trafalgar. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 in north. Variable 2 to 4 in south. Becoming northwesterly 4 or 5 later in far southeast. Showers, good. Occasionally moderate. Fitzroy. Cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet. East or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Thundery showers in Seoul and later elsewhere. Good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea. East or northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Shannon. Easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in southeast, fair, good. Northwest, Rockall, easterly veering southeasterly later 2 to 4, fair, good. Southeast, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in South Hebrides, fair, good. Bailey, variable 2 to 4, but southwesterly 4 or 5 in far north, fair, good. Fair Isle, southeast Faroes, variable 2 to 4, but easterly 3 to 5 in far southwest Fair Isle, good, occasionally moderate. Northwest Faroes, southwesterly 3 to 5, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, fair, moderate or good. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northeast 2, 16 miles, 1,029, now rising. Stornoway, north, northeast 2, 8 miles, 1,030, now rising. Lerwick, north, northeast 2, 24 miles, 1,033, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, east, southeast 2, 14 miles, 1,032, rising slowly. Aberdeen, northeast by east 1, 13 miles, 1,032, rising slowly. Boomer, north by west 1, 13 miles, 1,031, falling slowly. Bridlington, north, northeast 4, 1,029, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. Northeast 7, 2 miles, 1,022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. Northeast 7, 5 miles, 1,020. St. Catherine's Point Automatic. East, northeast 5, 1,021, rising slowly. Jersey, northeast by east 6, 7 miles, 1,017, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. East, northeast 6, 1,019. Scilly Automatic. East by north 5, 5 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Milford Haven, east-northeast 4, 27 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Aberporth, east by north 3, 35 miles, 1,023, rising slowly. Valley, northeast by east 3, 19 miles, 1,025, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east by north 3, 16 miles, 1,027, rising slowly. Valentia, south-southwest 1, 15 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast 3, 19 miles, 1,027, rising slowly. Malin Head, east by north 4, 22 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. Macrihenish Automatic. East by south 3, 30 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, high pressure will remain slow moving to the north of the United Kingdom, bringing a good deal of fine and settled weather. Winds will be light or moderate across the north and east, but further south, easterly or northeasterly winds will be strong at times with a risk of gales through the English Channel. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Easterly or northeasterly, veering southeasterly at times, west of Orkney, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, west of Orkney. Fair, good, occasionally moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northeast 2 or 3, increasing 3 or 4. Fair, good, occasionally moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northeast 3 or 4. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North or northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northeasterly 4 to 6. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northeasterly 5 to 7. Fair, good, occasionally moderate in east. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, showers later in west, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate later in west. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly or northeasterly, veering southeasterly for a time later, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in south, decreasing 4 at times, mainly later. Showers later, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate later. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Bristol Channel and near Lundy. Showers later in far south, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally moderate later in far south. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. East or northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 until later. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in northeast and at first near Great Orme Head. Fair, good. Isle of Man. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north for a time. Fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in north. Fair. Good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, backing northwesterly for a time in south, 3 to 5. Fair. Good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. East or northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first near Mull of Kintyre. Fair. Good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Easterly 3 to 5 in far north, otherwise easterly or northeasterly, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair. Good. And finally, Shetland Isles. North or northeast 2 to 4. Fair. Good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that is all for us here at Radio 4 for tonight. My name is Vijay Alice. Thank you so much for your company. Have a peaceful night.
Welcome to the newsroom. I'm Charlotte Gallagher. Coming up, we'll get the latest on a fatal bar fire in the Thai capital, Bangkok. At least 27 people have been killed.
Things happened very quickly, and everybody tried to flee themselves from the smoke and the flame.
Also, conflicting claims from Iran and the US about whether the Strait of Hormuz is open, with President Trump lashing out at Tehran.
We bombed the hell out of them last night. They're very, very evil and sick people.
We hear about China's so-called fentanyl king. And as a T-Rex skeleton is auctioned off, scientists say too many dinosaurs are ending up in private collections.
People are buying dinosaur specimens on the private market, and particularly at auctions, for tens of millions of dollars. And this is really problematic.
First, a news bulletin.
BBC News with Neil Nunes. A fire has torn through a bar in the Thai capital Bangkok, killing at least 27 people. 63 others have been injured, 22 of them critically. Visiting the scene, the Thai Prime Minister Anutin Chanwirikon said he had heard accounts of smoke coming from a circuit breaker followed by an explosion. Nikki Schiller has more details.
The blaze took about half an hour to 45 minutes to get under control. And you can see from the pictures inside the charred wreckage of all the tables that were inside and the roof all burnt out. Those firefighters and rescuers entered the restaurant, finding that scene of it being completely gutted. Now, we're told by local media that a lot of the victims were found trapped inside the bar's toilets.
The US military has launched